Wednesday, April 26th is Denim Day. It's not a day about fashion, but sexual violence prevention. This is Lisa Berry, and joining me now on 89.1 WEMU is Candace Dorsey, Police Officer, Crime Prevention Coordinator for Eastern Michigan University's Police Department. Welcome.
Hi there.
Let's talk about Denim Day. How did that even come about?
So Denim Day is a day that is recognized as we continue to fight against violence against women. So in 1998, there was a court case that was, it was an Italian court case. Young lady charged a guy with or accused a guy of sexual assault. She initially won her case. He appealed. She lost her case on appeal. The judges decided that, or they found that, she was wearing tight jeans, and the guy had to wrestle her out of one leg of her jeans, and because the jeans were tight, the judges felt that it was consensual sex.
And then that just blew up with a big reaction.
It blew up with a big reaction. The women in Parliament decided to, their protest was to wear denim the next day.
In Italy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ever since then, every year, it's observed?
It's observed because there's legislatures in California that decided, they heard this case and they decided to act on it. So it's kind of went across country, you know, people that educate others about sexual assault. We kind of bit into it and thought it was a good case that we should use it as an example of bad decisions made when you talk about sexual assault.
Being the crime prevention coordinator for Eastern Michigan University, activities taking place on campus?
So Wednesday, Denim Day, Wednesday the 26th of April, between 11 and 1, I will have a lobby table at the Student Center, and we are just going to educate people that come by. Hopefully folks will come by wearing jeans. I have jeans that people sign with their signatures or whatever message they want to put on the jeans in support of fighting against violence against persons and women.
What does that education look like? What do you talk about?
Well, we talk about the laws. We talk about what sexual assault is, what consent is. I will have partners working with me. Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department will be representing, Ypsilanti Police Department will be representing, and University of Michigan Police Department will be representing. We'll have literature available for people to read, and if they have any questions about sexual assault and violence against persons, we'll have that information available for them.
So the whole Washtenaw County effort's kind of happening on the Eastern Michigan University campus.
Well, we have an event, and there's several events across the county, actually, other police agencies.
If a woman or a man or whoever wears denim, what is the message that's sending?
That we are supporting Denim Day. We are supporting the continued fight of violence against women. Violence against persons.
Is that on the rise or is it declining, staying stable?
I couldn't tell you the numbers off the top of my head. I'll say stable for now. It is a vastly underreported crime. We know it happens way more than it's being reported to law enforcement.
As being here at Eastern Michigan University, is it something you think you see more on a university campus than in the public in general?
Because we're kind of a closed environment, the numbers may appear to be higher. I don't believe that to be true. I believe that sexual assault is something that a lot of people just don't understand what they're doing is actually sexual assault. A lot of people don't understand what consent is, what coercion is. So I don't know that, and I truly don't believe that it's more rampant on a college setting versus a municipality, a city environment.
But bottom line, no means no.
Bottom line, no means no.
Candace Dorsey, Police Officer, Crime Prevention and Coordinator at Eastern Michigan University's Police Department. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me.